Honourable members, we were supposed to believe the adoption of committee minutes, and I got an indication from the department that they need to brief us about the appointment of the suspension of the magistrate Hole, and Daresco Sana is here to give us the details, and 30 minutes of time, I'll hand that over to you. JB.
Thank you, Chair Tyson, and honourable members. Let me first convey a sincere apology for having brought this matter late to this house. In fact, there was a slip up in the minister's office. The two letters that were addressed to the speaker and the chairperson regarding this matter a week ago were all served by the portfolio committee, and by mistake the letter intended for this house did not find its way. So it's after I had made inquiries to the secretary that we found that it was not tabled properly, and we caused the letter to be tabled to the chairperson yesterday. And we apologize profusely for that. The minister expressed his sincere regret for the delay. This matter was also discussed at the portfolio committee, and the report of the portfolio committee around this matter was adopted, discussed and adopted yesterday, which I will just give a brief reflection thereon. This is a matter that involves the regional court president of Kimberley, Mr. Hole. The matter made some headlines some few months ago in the Northern Cape. There were some disputes that emerged between Mr. Hole and who's the regional magistrate and his regional court president, Mr. Matar. And that led to some charges being, some complaints being laid by Mr. Matar against Mr. Hole for insubordination and putting the judiciary into dispute, because Mr. Hole is alleged to have made derogatory remarks about Mr. Matara when the matters were proceeding in court. It appears that Mr. Matara had asked Mr. Hole to prioritize or deal with certain cases first, and Mr. Hole was not prepared to listen to that. According to the charges, then he said he can't take it away from Mr. Matara, he's not doing his work, etc. And that caused a lot of interaction between the two, which culminated into dispute, etc. The Minister's Commission listed the matter, brought the matter before the House and before the National Assembly, and recommended that Mr. Hole be suspended. And he was suspended accordingly by this Parliament in November 2011. It emerged after the suspension that there were quite a number of private matters which were not dealt with. And mostly, about 3 in number, all those matters, 5 accused persons have been in custody since 2011, and all those matters, witnesses testified, women and children. Some of the women who testified are no longer in good state of health. Some of the witnesses will not be traced, whatever. And that creates a big challenge for the Department of Justice. In the process, Childline, Northern Cape, an NGO, went to court to require an institutional action against the minister to lift the suspension of Mr. Hole so that he can deal with past matters. The minister said that he's not going to fight that matter in court. He's going to ask Parliament to reconsider the lifting of the suspension so that Mr. Hole can deal with the matters. And the letter addressed to the chairperson request that make the request that after we've looked at the circumstances of the matter, having looked at the witnesses who have testified, having looked at the issues of vulnerable children and women, it appears appropriate that the suspension of Mr. Hole be lifted for him to deal with other matters. So when we presented this matter to the portfolio committee and argued our case, the committee agreed that they will lift the suspension, but they will place conditions on the lifting of the suspension as part of the Parliament's oversight over the magistracy. And I'm sure that the the report of the portfolio committee will be available to this committee so that they can basically capture the same conditions if this committee is going to work with their tool. What they said in the portfolio committee, they said, after having heard our request, they lift the suspension of Mr. Ole on condition one, that he hears only patent matters. And secondly, on condition that Mr. Ole conduct himself in a manner that is consistent with judicial office. That is, he must not use the opportunity to ridicule or insult, whatever. He must conduct himself in a manner that befits the decorum of the court, etc. And thirdly, that the Magistrates Commission must have Parliament informed of the development around the misconduct inquiry which have taken too long for consideration, etc. Those are the conditions that the committee have adopted in its support the minister's request, which we understand will serve before the National Assembly tomorrow for the suspension to be lifted. And I have emailed this house a spreadsheet that indicates all the parties that had matters of Mr. Ole, where each of the matter is, a witness who have testified, etc. And it's on the basis of this request that we humbly request Parliament to reconsider its earlier decision to suspend. Now, when we discussed the portfolio committee, there was just concern raised that this may set up precedents going to the future. And in order to address that, the committee said that the Magistrates Commission, before they submit request to Parliament for a suspension of magistrates, they must table before Parliament all the relevant information, including the state of party matters, so that it does not emerge again in the past that minister come back to Parliament to request that the suspension be lifted. And secondly, we have also liaised with the Magistrates Commission. They submitted their report where they support the minister's request to lift the suspension, and undertook that they will do everything in its power to ensure that the conditions set by Parliament are complied with, and should there be any breach thereof, they will pick up the matter with Parliament and resuscitate the suspension. It was felt that after the part had not been heard, the Commission will submit a report to this Parliament, and this Parliament will decide on the next course of action as far as Mr. Ole's suspension is concerned, etc. So we then briefly request the minister that this House reconsider its inaction of suspension of Mr. Ole and lift the suspension for purpose of him hearing all the public matters which affect children and vulnerable women. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, you know, this request is a very strange request. You know, when we are dealing with suspensions, we are having all the reasons before us that the department is presenting to us. We are applying our minds properly to say, yeah, we agree or not. We are very vocal in this committee when it comes to suspensions. Now, there is now a lifting of a request from the minister, lifting of suspensions. And the only reason is that Childline have requested because there is other cases there. Chairperson, I personally don't agree in the way we will handle this thing. In the eyes of the people outside, we will look as if we don't know what we are doing in the committee when we consider this thing. The minister is requesting to us, you know, can you please consider the suspension of this person? Now the minister is coming back. I will say that let the legal process take its course, and after that, then we will consider this. I understand the cases that is there, but he's not the only magistrate. There can be another magistrate dealing with that. That's my view, Chair. I'm not supporting what is being requested. No, thank you, Chair. I partly agree with Honourable. I've got only one concern here, Chair. You know, Chair, when we really deal with magistrates and the Magistrates Commission, there was last time a case before us in the committee, and I think it was Honourable Matila who asked the question, why do we have to sit on something which the minister has already been decided? There was something like that. There was a suspension. There was a specific letter. The Magistrates Commission was in front of us, and they said, no, the minister has already signed this, blah, blah, blah. Then Matila asked the question, why do you bring something to this committee that is being signed by the minister? Why didn't you just write the letter and say, you don't need to debate this, this is just a request from the minister. And now we've got this, and this is a serious thing, Chair, as the department has just explained to us. Say, Chair, I can say this morning, we will set a precedent for the future, come what may. So, my biggest concern is, I agree with what you said, but in, as you read through that letter, it looks like these cases is hindering the Childline people to proceed. I think that's the main reason why Childline, it's actually Childline that went to the High Court to stop, to try and the suspension. So Chair, on the basis of the, of Childline to assist Childline, I might agree on the law of Lipman, only for the cases that is there, because I don't think there's someone else that will do the cases if the Magistrate wanted to, if the Magistrate Commission, the Magistrate Commission would refer this case to another magistrate if there was someone possible to do these cases. And I don't know what is the reason why only Mr. Holler can do this. Isn't there, before we lift our list suspension, I would like to ask the question, isn't there any other magistrate that can do these cases of Mr. Mawai?
Matila?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, in terms of the explanation, because we are informed that to restart all these cases, because they were urged by Mr. Mawai, it will be difficult. I mean, that's the understanding I got from the explanation that was given to us, you know, and that is the sole reason why, because some witnesses are missing, some there are severe, serious problems and whatever, you know. Now those were the reasons, and that it is on those basis that I agree that let's lift with the conditions, because these conditions seems to be very strict. That is pertaining to these cases only. He's not going to deal with anything else other than that, you know, and all other conditions that. It's unfortunate that I did not read through what the National Assembly has agreed upon, so that we have a clear understanding. But the conditions laid out there become important. But, Chair, having said that, we have been questioning this, and it is two member Hunda that have been asking these questions. That, you know, a magistrate commission will come, push us to suspend magistrates. I actually indicated, for example, there was this Pretoria matter where the department even failed to intervene to go and check us towards, because we went there, I went there. You see? Now that there is a court case, the department comes running. You see? Which is a problem, you know. Because I think the department must begin to become proactive than reactive to these particular matters. You see? We have complained previously that in the main, the Magistrates Commission was a boys club, just white male and whatever, then they started bringing a black lady and a black and a white lady, precisely because we complained about that. And we're not sure how effective those people are within that commission, or within that subcommittee of the magistrate commission. We are not sure, we don't know what is happening. Because my view was that it's just a boys club. But I'm saying, to assist those kids, to assist child life, to assist that particular process, at this committee, I'm going to just ask my colleague there, my friend, Member Bloom, to just reconsider that stand to around just assisting that particular process, but so that we can then look. But I agree, we must never set wrong precedence in as far as this particular process is concerned.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Honorable,
I just want to second Member Gunda.
Mazini and then Honorable Mant. But before that, JB, can you respond to the question that was raised by Honorable Gunda? Because there are magistrates who have been suspended in the past. What happened to their cases? Were they not allocated to other magistrates? And then what will be the implication of this suspension to the original suspension? Honorable Manzini, Honorable Nzimali, and then Honorable Bloom.
If a magistrate is busy with cases and he died now, what is happening to those cases?
Before you respond, Jim, can I allow Honorable Manzini and Honorable Nzimali?
Thank you, Chairperson. In fact, I view this matter in the other way around. Actually, I think it's good for them to ask for this upliftment, but it's going to set a precedent, and of which in the near future fingers will be pointed at us. Why specifically this magistrate? Many magistrates were suspended, and they've got cases and the like. Some suspended without pay, some with full pay and the like. Then, but this one, it seems as if maybe there is something fishy. So, and that is going to haunt us if we are not very much careful about these things. So it's good for the magistrate to go on with the other cases, or to proceed with the case maybe he has started. But this, I view it as a hot potato. Because next time, we are going to be grilled ourselves when coming to this issue. So, it's like Honorable Bloom has already said, that what is it that is going to happen? If a magistrate, let's say, was better to come and give the final verdict of the case and he pass on, what is it that is going to happen? So, thank you.
Honorable Zuman.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it's also important that in our expression, we observe certain relations that we have with such other entities, Chair. In particular, the issue of the Magistrate Commission, Chair, we can say our opinions based on our own assessments and facts and whatever, but there's this thing that we, as Parliament, we must always make sure that we don't cast certain doubts, or I don't have the right weight on some of the entities that are more independent, Chair, by law. Particularly, I mean, our relationship with the Magistrate Commission, it's not necessarily accounting here, strictly speaking, like a department. We can say a lot of things with the department and officials when they're here, chase them off, and that kind of thing. But autonomy and independence of such structures as the Magistrate Commission is important, that we ourselves, as members of Parliament, protect them. I need to make that one, Chair, and carefully word our things in such a way that we maintain that decorum in our expression of our views, in as far as some of the entities are, Chair. And that's important. Now, Chair, you know, sometimes, well, I'm not a lawyer, but you know, sometimes when we talk precedent, it's like, it's a straight line, it's a leather jacket or something. And you see, a precedent is only set as long as it fits a number of things, you know, because each matter carries its own merits. So if we talk precedent, it can't be precedent when next week is a different magistrate who has stolen cars, but whatever, and there was a decision. So it only sets a precedent in as far as, you know, I'm sure lawyers would put this much better than I do, but a precedent is only set for, it's not set for everything. It's not like you've made a regulation or you've made an act. So a decision remains that decision, based on those facts that were before those people. That's why courts and commissioners on various matters, they come to a different decision given facts and perhaps merits of matters that are put before them at the time. So I don't think we should in a way be worried about setting a precedent, because each matter that is brought before us, we independently and according to its merit look at it and agree, and it comes from somebody else. Some of them, we returned them, if you remember, some of the decisions from the Magistrate Commission, if we're not convinced, we tell them we're not convinced, and this and that. So, and that relationship is one that is there. And the last point, Chair, is that we need to weigh, our messages must be consistent. And if we are saying less consultant, less court, less litigation in court, and all of that. So, and now a matter comes here. One of the reasons that is put is that going to court and stand in court with a case that you might not win, yeah, because you weigh your options. With a case that you might not win, it might be. For those who are in the appropriation and finance committee, it might be a wrong decision. Number one, number two, it might be a waste of funds. So we need to weigh our options, gender. And I think the motion. I also say that with conditions, what Aaron Matila was saying, with conditions, and that we should be given progress in terms of those cases as so that we monitor and that we will and the Magistrate Commission must agree that they will update us regularly on these matters as he finishes them. But and then now JP must also answer in terms of now if he drags these matters for too long, what's going to happen? Yes, he will conduct himself in terms of the decorum of judicial officers, of the courts, and in the ethical conduct of judicial matters and all that, but. What you see, a magistrate is also independent, or a judicial officer is also independent to try and run the processes according to the conviction and according to his conviction or her conviction in judging the running of the process of concluding a matter before him or her. So, what guarantees we have that this magistrate would not track these things? What would have been 3 months turns to before 4 years or 5 years? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matila and Honorable Bloom will be the last one. And then Mr. Becker.
I start. Gentlemen, I'm not sure if
any decision we take will have any influence on this thing. As for me, as I read this letter, the minister already decided to take it to NA and to do it. And what I can't understand is that this Mr. Hull was suspended on September, and he was formally charged on the 25th of November 2011. But the disciplinary process has not yet commenced. So what's wrong here with this whole period, and what's going on here? I don't understand.
Thank you, Chair. I think that's exactly the question I wanted to ask. It's more than a year. Nobody is sure as to when this process will be undertaken. What is the situation? What is happening? You know. And today they are coming back. The department is now coming because there's a court case. They are coming back with an upliftment of the suspension. You see, and you see, this is not the only case. We sat with some of the cases for 2-3 years, you see, even before the. Now I'm not sure where is this problem. Where are those problems? Because at some point we were told by the magistrate that this subcommittee of the magistrate's commission, because we asked these questions, that they were working towards a process of making sure that in 6 months' time they are dealing with those particular cases to make sure that they speed up whatever process that is there. You know. Now, to date, what has been said to us is not being implemented, you know, which is another problem. I'm just bringing this up precisely because, you know, we might be sitting with other cases that are coming. And this might be a special case, a different case. But we might be sitting with magistrates there who are paid, then we're expecting magistrates because those magistrates are not there, that must be paid. You know, those salaries are going out there, which is a problem, you see. I would request that the department will agree to with the implementation of this particular process. But let the department come with a report to us and indicate us what is happening, where is. I know there's a number a few months ago, when I came back from the hospital, that a number of them have been expelled or whatever because there were decisions that have been taken by this particular committee and reports to the house, you know. But those were cases that when we came in 2009, it came to our attention. 2009, 2010, you know, and they only expelled now in 2013, 2012. We're not sure what has happened in the process because we are not briefed as to what is happening by the Magistrates Commission, you know. That particular subcommittee, and I must indicate the reality of the matter is we had received some reports from magistrates themselves indicating what is happening. Where an example has been made with the Pretoria Magistrates Court, where black women, whatever, were not allowed to deal with civil cases. It was only white men. And that was a written report given to us. That was the situation. And the magistrate commission never intervened in that process. You see? Now what comes before us? We don't go to the commission. They come here, they give us reports here. That's what we observe. We're not part of the commission. We don't sit there. We don't know what is happening there. You see? What we see is what is in front of us, and that is the situation. But I'll be happy if the department can learn from now onwards, you know, start updating us, giving us information, so that we don't end up with the type of cases where certain people will feel that justice is not being done, they are left to the higher courts for specific decisions to be taken, you know, so that we don't sit with this type of cases, Chair. And that's the point I want to raise. Because even this case, we're not sure as to whether by 2014, next year, around 2014 is around the corner, whether this matter will be dealt with of Mr. Hawley. We're not sure, you see, because nobody is giving us an indication. But thank you, Chair.
Honourable Blue.
Chair, raising these issues because only on principle matters. You see, Chair, we were sitting with a case in E305 where we were considered one woman. It's also from the Northern Cape who are sick, mentally disturbed, not mentally, but depression and all that and all that. You see, and we as a committee have said, let's have at least mercy on this, because we wanted, we have said we will go there and check that woman, but other members have said no. This case here, it's on humanitarian grounds that they are asking for the liftment of this, because of this cases, the children involved and all their children and all that. But we have not considered the pain and suffering of that woman, that magistrate woman there in Northern Cape, whose children are suffering. Up until today, she is without work. Now, if we consider this type of thing, we must take those things into consideration, Chair, that let us not be seen as one-sided, but take everything into consideration. Because that woman was clearly sick, depressed. And the Magistrates Commission have said to us that she's presenting medical certificates and all that. I'm raising this issue on principle, Chair.
JB, can you respond to raise that to rest?
Thank you, Chair. I've noted the concerns and inputs that have been raised, and definitely these are genuine concerns that in a way also are the symptoms of the transformation process we have to undertake within the magistracy. And they show the inadequacy of the current legislative framework to regulate the magistrates. And as we come to this house with the necessary amendments, we'll try to show how we can seek to improve the process. Let me start by answering the legal questions, why the matter cannot be dealt with by other magistrates. The Corrupt Procedure Act only provides one instance where a matter can be heard, can be continued by another magistrate or a judge, and that is where a matter has reached the state of conviction. If a magistrate or a judge has had all the evidence, have convicted a person, but something happens before sentence procedures commences, whether the magistrate dies or the judge becomes infallible or sick, another judge can take the matter and start with a sentencing process. But in all other matters, even if you have had 50 witnesses, including expert evidences, having imported witness from overseas, whatever, and just before, and you have had heads of documents, just before judgment is passed, something happens, all those matters must be tried in novo from scratch. If at this stage there is a likelihood that the case itself was not very strong enough, that starting the matter, you know, will still bring us to a conviction, to an acquittal, whatever, we may, the prosecutor may request the director of prosecution to reconsider the matter, whether it cannot be closed, so then start afresh from scratch. But there is no other mechanism. If judgment has not been made, it must start from scratch. So in the cases that I've sent before this committee, there are four matters which were finalized by other magistrates because Mr. Order has reached conviction stage and they have been disposed of. All these other ones are pending, and that's the legal principle. Now we've weighed the consequence of starting all these 23 cases de novo, and as Honorable Martinez said, it will be very cumbersome on the state, on the cost, on the court to the people involved, getting the witness back, etc. So it will be easier to have Mr. Aole to file them than to try to get all the matters stuck again. And that's the request that we have made. That's the first point. The second point I want to address is the issue of delays. Since November 2011, the matter was placed for the first time on the roll for misconduct hearing in October 2012. Almost 12 months after the suspension was lifted. And I agree with Honorable Mr. Matilde that because there is no there has not been any mechanism or process of monitoring the progress of investigation. And the commission has not even dealt with it in terms of the committee, in terms of the team that is doing the investigation. There has not been any feedback coming through. What happened is that and why is it so? It's because Mr. Wadley was suspended full salary. Obviously, if people are suspended with the salary, it's always a concern because they always come up. But if people are earning a night home, they go on with their lives, so also the post delays. And this has been an eye-opener to us so that we can monitor all these cases to see at what stage. And we have made the same commitment to the portfolio committee. Not only will we keep Parliament abreast of Mr. Wadley's matters, we'll also keep Parliament abreast on other matters of the investigation as part of our quarterly reports, so that you can hold the minister accountable and the minister, because the commission advises the minister. If there are issues that threaten the minister, the minister should ask the commission that this matter was still dissolved, and if we are not interfering with the independence, simply to ensure effectiveness and efficiency of the judicial of the disciplinary process, etc. I've taken note of the precedence, whatever, and I wanted to say that the minister himself was very outraged when he was served the papers from the court, simply because of a gap during which he never received any report, but also that when the commission presented the minister and the minister came to Parliament, the commission did not provide the detailed information about these matters. And at that stage, it was not requested. And simply because our legislation has not even provided what format must the report be submitted, when how suspension must be viewed, provide separate legislation in terms of charges, suspensions by the president. To Parliament, have got no. Parliament will only come into the constitution when they have to impeach a judge. But in terms of suspension, ever is president, here is Parliament through the minister, and the issues raised by other members that what is the role of Parliament when the minister has already dealt with all those are issues that we thought will be clearly addressed when we clean the legislation. So we harmonize the Market Act with the Judicial Service Act, the Justice Act. We don't have two legislations running parallel to each other and cross platforms, whatever. And those are aspects, Honourable Chair and members, that will give impetus so that we can address them. But we have taken note on them, and these are also challenges. Thank you, Chair.
The issue of delay that was raised by Honourable Nzimande, these outstanding cases are also dragged for a long time?
No, hence the one of the commission agreed to the portfolio committee is that this Parliament must be kept abreast on a regular basis of the development. Firstly, the case is coming on, the misconduct case is coming on the 29th of July. And the commission has been requested that as the matter progresses, we must update Parliament in terms of the progress. So that if there is a calculated disobedience of the condition set by Parliament, by Mr. Hall or any other person, Parliament has got an oversight responsibility to impose the suspension and even to change the salary out. I don't think that Mr. Hall, who knows that his fate is in the hands of Parliament, can further take a step that can agitate Parliament. I keep telling them, you know, you are employed by Parliament. If Parliament impeach you, you got no other recourse. You can't take any other measure. That's the end of yourself. We do not think, neither do we believe that any person will take a step that will basically cause their name to be impeached from the role of practitioner. And I'm glad that Parliament wants to take this agreement to the decision, because although it is a matter that we brought here after the matter was raised in court, it is undesirable for courts to decide and adjudicate on matters that fall within the purview of Parliament and the Minister. If we can take out of the court territory, the better for the government and the separation of powers. We don't want court to tell Parliament what Parliament must do. There's no court CC. Do not tell Parliament CC, do not tell courts what the courts must do. So it is on that reason that the minister also felt that I do not want judges to go and rule on matters that fall outside the purview of the judicial process, but with Parliament and the executive. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I will therefore then, because we have already moved and submitted this particular, that we conclude on this matter.
Honorable members, there was a proposal by Honorable Gunda that was also seconded by Honorable Matil that we agree to the lifting of the suspension. Honorable Blue, with conditions, yes, with conditions.
I want the committee to record my objection to this decision.
That is noted, Honorable Blue.
Thank you very much.
Honorable members, the matters agreed to, we agree to the lifting of the suspension with those conditions, and the objection of Honorable Doom is noted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you.
Honorable members, now we did the second item, the addition of committee minutes from 13 January to 7 May. I hope members have documents with them. The first set of minutes is the 13th February. Honorable Matila?
Chair, I know I wasn't part of almost all those meetings, but the only problem here in terms of I'm just looking at the 20th of March, I'm not sure. 13th February, you know, it's written absent, yeah? And then there were apologies sent, and there's no indication as to whether, I've not gone through the documents because we only received them today. Or if you go to the second page, then it then indicates the apologies, so that's fine. Because, you know, we only received them today, that's the problem, yeah.
No, your apologies is noted, Honorable Matila. The minutes on for the 13th February. Marun Masir.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of these minutes. Thank you.
Honorable Blue. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 13th February are duly adopted. The 19th February. Prince Zulu.
Yeah, I checked that absenteeism. My absence in this meeting is because of clash of the committee meeting. My secretary, I know that every now and then, send the apology about that. That one is no indication.
Okay, that will be noted, Honorable Zulu. Honorable Lacey and Honorable Manzini. Honorable Manzini.
Thank you, Chair. I'm only worried about the issue of absenteeism and even checking apologies. There's nothing there. Then I'm now stuck. I don't know what to do. And just to check what actually happened on that particular day. Thank you.
No, you are present. Your name reflects.
Yeah, your name is Jay.
Your name is Jay.
Present.
Oh, absent. Present.
My present.
I'm still present.
20th of February.
20th of February. No, it's 20th of February. And we are giving him the 20th of March.
20 February.
20 February, man. Okay. Honorable?
Yeah.
Honorable Nessie, propose. Yeah. Thank you very much. The minute of the 20th February, I should have done it.
I'm not sure, Chair, because in terms of procedure, we need to be very careful, because if a member has not been part of the meeting, it's very difficult for that member to move. Yeah, now it is Bloom, Zimande, and Mandini who can deal with myself, Nancy, Zulu.
No, it's 20th February.
Yeah, the 20th. Mandini who can deal with
no,
I think for that 20th of February, then I move for the adoption of those minutes.
Honorable Bloom, a second. The minute I really adopt it. The 26th February. Prince,
also, the apologies that's appearing here. Yes.
The secretary will rectify that, Prince.
Always, just we're sitting there, the first thing in the morning you sit with me, how many committees we go to attend today, and then the reason for clash, just to indicate that one and that one is not going, because his man is my son today.
Okay. General Matila.
Yeah, Chair, I agree, the secretary will rectify, but we must also, you know, take note that there are specific meetings where I know I was present. Yeah? And when you call for apology, there was no indication from either about the indication made by Member Zulu, you know. Now, possibly, his secretary did not send a note to the secretary, which might be a problem, you see. And the secretary might not know. Now, I think it is upon Member Zulu to know, to make sure that his secretary sends those particular notes. And in check, because I know there were specific meetings, a number of them that I sat in. There was not even, if you did not make a follow-up with him, you don't know what has happened. You know, you have to make a follow-up before the meeting, in some cases with members, you know. Particularly when you need chorus, you see. And that's where you'll find, as I'm saying, just check that, because we might be blaming the secretary here, only to find out that the note does not come from his office, you see.
Honorable Bloom.
I move that we adopt the minutes of the 26th of February.
No, Manzini.
I second for the move.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 26th of February are today adopted. 27th February. No, Manzini.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 27th February. Thank you.
Honorable Bloom?
Yes, I second.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 27th February are truly adopted. Can we go to the 11th March?
Apologies. was me, good, and the chair, only three of us. When I left, also I left, and you asked me, first, only the chair and good, three of us.
And those.
So it was when we were dealing with the police.
Yeah.
So they all left.
Yes,
no, Honorable Members, I remember I was only left with Gunda and the Honorable Zimande. No, you, when the meeting started, most of you were there, but you left one by one until we were left with Honorable Zimande and Honorable Gunda.
Let's say, for example, a member is present, then he leaves earlier. But he has signed the register that to show that he was present.
No, we're not saying you were absent.
No, but according to the two colors, present or absent, it shows that no, I'm absent. Then, if I'm absent, no problem, but even I was there earlier, then it must be reflected when coming to apologies that no, Honorable Manzini apologized, just left earlier. Mm-hmm. But if ever I say absent, there is no apology and the like, it gives us another sense. Thank you.
Honorable Manzini, that will be rectified. You were part of the meeting when it started and you requested to leave. Honorable Zimande?
No, Manzini is present, so I move and then...
Honorable Manzini?
Thank you, Mr. President. I second for the...
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 20th March are usually adopted. 24 April. But you indicated that you had problems with your...
That was.
Okay.
Not the time allowed. But then, I won't contest now. I'll check with my secretary. There might be a problem. Maybe the secretary will make a mistake. I'm contesting because I can fail for this point.
No, you were present, 2024.
No, I'm present in this one. This is just a...
Oh, your name appears. Your name appears on the...
Yeah, no, sir, I'm just opening so that I can say, let's move. I'm moving for adoption.
Okay.
That one's just go straight to adoption.
And the second? Now, Manzini?
I second for the move.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 21st April, actually, adopted 7th May.
I move.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The last item will be the report of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. I'll just hand over to the content advisor to raise the issues that you brought to my attention.
I compiled this report on the IFP situation. In the recommendation that I wrote for the members, they approved it of recommendations. I just wish to bring to the members' attention that I will take out the word must in the recommendations, because Parliament can't use that particular word because it has legal implications. So I'll use another word instead of saying I put must. Thank you, Chief. These are draft recommendations for the members' attention.
The honourable member, can you go through the honourable demand?
just to... I don't understand, sir, that assertion that is made. Because it depends, I think, if we go on individual place, don't blanketly say we'll never use masks, because I know for sure we've been drafting legislation and we would say masks where is necessary. So it's not that in parliament you would never use masks. It's not an assertion, must be particular on certain, I think the Conan advice can guide us on which ones that perhaps we too prescriptive we overbound finding by putting a must or a may, because it's always parliament and tried to win on legislation to be very, very strict on saying we don't want to use may. It's been a practice. I think Bloom can talk more on this one, because he loves this. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matilda, Honorable Bloom.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the recommendations as they stand are as a result of our own discussions and decisions that we took, particularly the first one that indicate the must, because they have the number of cases, and therefore we should not shy away, because from instructing that particular unit to deal with those particular cases, and we're dealing with domestic violence, the implementation of the Domestic Violence Act, and that which must happen, you know. Because if that does not happen, if you say may or whatever that you say, you give them a new way to do whatever that they should be doing. And therefore, the move that we stand by the word must.
No.
It's correct. That must, there's no problem indeed. But Chair, are we dealing with the recommendations now?
Yes, we speak.
You see, on the third one, Chair, the second one is fine, but appointments to the management structure of IPA should be finalized as soon as possible. Chair, it's a lame paragraph. That is. Appointments to the management structure. I mean, next year we will say the same when they appear here. We must say that appointment, the committee is very much concerned about the vacancies that exist in IPED, and it must be filled with immediate effect. When we are saying that, they will see that we are serious.
Thanks, sir.
Honorable Matilda.
I think I need to be assisted. I want to agree with Member Bloom, but when did we finalize the IPED Act, and when did we finalize all the processes? Because I think we have just recently finalized them. We are all aware that when they briefed us, an indication was made that it isn't an easy task to get the relevant qualified people for them, because they still have to train people, they still have to do a lot of things around a specific area. Why don't we leave it as it is, if that is the situation? So that next time we can say, but you should have trained these people by now. This is what you need to do, you see. I'm just saying, so that we don't push them now, and then they appoint wrong people into those positions, because we said they must do it now. Because you remember, they indicated the training that must take place, you know, everything else that must take place. And that's the question I'm just asking is, when did we finalize that particular process? And because then that will guide us and assist us in terms of the wording that we must use.
Honorable Bloom, Honorable Bloom,
no, Chair.
I hear what the member is saying. But you see, we must not treat this IPED as if it is a totally new structure. The structure was there. It was only beefing up the structure to give the structure more teeth. To
to oversight over the police. Now, the vacancies that are the top structure, I partly agree with what Honorable Matila is saying. If we can, maybe if we not say it with immediate effect, maybe use another word, but stress that we are very much concerned about the vacancies that because it hampers their work as well to do correct oversight over the police.
Maybe to bring to the attention of members, there are interviews that are taking place, started yesterday and today, to fill some of those vacancies. Honorable Nzimande?
Yeah, Chair, but I think the in terms of that IPED Act that we did, some of the posts, I'm not sure if that final clause that you remember we're fighting about that, there was about those 6 months, and I think there are stipulated periods, and also we could, for the sake of this immediate effect, that we don't lose that limitation, let's use within a reasonable period that does not affect the functioning, so that we are really putting them within an ambit of a time frame.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matila.
Having said that, Chair, then I will therefore then second the move. There was a move. If there wasn't, I would move. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Nessie, you are part of that meeting. Thank you very much.
No, before that. Chairperson, on five, IPED should develop a strategy that specifically addresses increasing police brutality. That is their workforce. Now, what is this 5C?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Member, this was raised by the members in the deliberation of IPED, because it was, if you remember, a lot of focus on police brutality and the fact that IPED was ineffective when it came to dealing with police brutality. Some members mentioned that there were, if I remember correctly, many wearing the name badges and so forth. So this was raised. I hope that we can change that if you need to.
You see, if you remember when we visited Northern Cape, we found that a very small, I think Honorable Bloom was with us. They were in a very small place and not enough vehicles, and one officer would have to drive 700-800 kilometers to the sea in one of the police stations. So, you see, you need an effective strategy there on how you want to effect those arrests. With us, you remember, they even told us, some of them, that they are relying on the police, to keep them, to drive them. If the car is broken, they come and get fetch you to arrest a colleague, or even to carry evidence, to come and, or put them in their safes. So those are matters of strategy, how you handle. It's not really an issue of a function or power as such allocated. Thank you.
I think that is incorrectly captioned. Is that you, Honorable Blue?
Yeah, no, it's here.
Okay.
Can I
ask another question?
Yes.
On four, what is DPCI?
So, my apologies, Honorable Chair, to the Honorable Members, the Directorate of Priority Crimes Investigation. I'll write out the full the Directorate of Priority Crimes Investigation.
Yeah, but then the recommendation.
Sorry,
Chair. Then the recommendation is not complete, because we must at least have a time frame there. You see, because the cases was that we, this paragraph is saying, IPED should investigate the cases presented to the committee. But then we must say maybe they must come back with a report or submit a report within 90 days or so. Yeah, something like that. 6 months is too far. Maybe we say 3 months. 90 days. Yeah. Chaplain, can I still ask? And number six, IPED should hold public briefings on its investigations at least once a month to give the public. Are we talking about media briefings or what? What do we mean by that?
Yes.
Public briefings.
Yes,
must we not be specific in
I think this was the issue that was raised by Mr. Monday, the Honourable Mr. Monday. We at ease greatly media briefings, Honourable Member, and I think we can rephrase it to reflect that.
If we say media public briefings, then we are saying, the perception of the people out there will say that these people must go to public meetings and brief the public in that meetings. That we must not create a wrong perception to the people out there.
Will be corrected on our to media briefing. No,
I agree. I don't have a problem. But Chair, there's also this relationship with communities that the police have. I mean, specifically, they have these community policing forums. And my view was that this was trying to also capture that. Because if you report back to community policing forums in the specific areas, you know, that is a public briefing.
Yes.
And that's my understanding.
Let it be clear that it must be public briefings as well as media briefing.
Yeah.
Any other thing on those, on the report? There was a move and a second and the report is duly adopted. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. This then brings us to... Yes, Honorable Minister.
Outside the chief report, before you close, I want to ask you a question to the committee. You know, when we are visiting the police stations, ever gets about the time of police. And then it seems that I have an infrastructure in Swansea. And at times, maybe we are called, or I'm found on the street at about 12 o'clock by people who are in a crisis. They've been calling the police, someone is dead. And then I drive to the police station. First thing I have to do in the police station is to clarify myself. I'm a member of Parliament, WA, because of the problem. Sometimes, remember, this is not us. That's what others are saying, and they are passing in the process. Till last time, I must call the police commissioner. Then he starts there. Then he start running around and they run away. All of those, they were saying all those things, and we find the new ones. They don't know who are those things, who are those, and you know, they cover up for everything, for everything. And the price is already a subject. Now I've been thinking, what is it that we can do as members? I mean, that can be done. Is there a way that we can have something like that? Indicate when you get into the police station and say, here, my, your identification when you are dealing with this thing. I don't know what the number can do, because if I put that type of parliament, those people will tell this is not parliament. They are very, very silly, and the wrong things happen. And when later you go to the commander, he covers up for all of them. That's what they do. They turn things around, they were going to investigate, find that after 5 days they come back. We don't know those people. We do remember where they say, no, if I can go there, I will know their faces. They say, no, come, they are here, all of them, they are here. And we find that no one of those ones, if we're there, I mean, say all those funny things are there. So I'm trying to think, is there nothing that we can do as members of the committee, so that remember we've got the campaigns that we must take. I mean, the president has written to all structures of things in the provinces that we must go through, have conduct meetings with people, clubs, churches, police, everybody, in order to campaign against the rape of children and women. And then, but then, even then, I'll convince the police. But I'm telling you, you get to respect here and there. It's not easy. I'm just trying to figure out. Because I'm thinking I'm going back and I must do this witness to government. But I'm figuring out what is it that we can do so that if people can really, really realize that we are still.
I'm advised that the previous select committee had special permits printed by police for members of the committee. I don't know how effective was that. Honorable Bloom?
I wanted to address that. You see, even in correctional services, we had this previously. And then we said they must issue out the same type of permit, like this one, but then with the correctional service emblem and your name and whatever. And when you go to the gate, you produce this thing, and then you go into the prison. We had this. We can request that the police must also produce the very same thing, so that when you go into the police station, because part of our job is also to go and look at the cells, how the cells are looking, not only talking to the people, but we can't allow criminals. I mean, the fact of the matter is that how will they know that you are a member of parliament? They can, I mean, there's a lot of things that is happening nowadays with escapes and whatever. And I am saying that I'm an MPL. I'm not an MPL, I'm a crook who wants to come and release my
You are not alleging that this is a criminal.
Or are you saying? No. No. I've never said so.
Chief, information for Honorable Nisi. When station commanders present you with all the members and say these are the members that were on duty, it's often full-time members, and what they don't do is that they don't bring the reservists that were on duty, because the police stations are quite often reservists that are on duty. And you must also ask to see the schedule of the duty roster for reservists as well, if you want them to identify those individuals. Thanks.
So I know you have a body, and I'm no one here that I have. And it's like when you start to run, when you meet 10 people, then you get 8 of them in the report. So it's like when you start to run, you get 10 people from the street, 8 of them, you know.
Hello.
And I know that.
Well, it's true, I can.
But how is it? And then they brought in police from Chanka, the Lamay of Yankane. They said, but hey, they don't speak too close. Let's do that. I don't understand. You must go to the hospital. And now don't go to the hospital. You know. And I've helped the American police do it. It's very difficult for it, honestly. So, they not to do this. Because the reserve is back on the council. And those who deserve it to wear it on them, I have to be there, so I know that. It's the police. They may ask for money, and they're talking about the United States. But it's not about the United States. They think that they have the most money. But they are not there. And that's what sometimes. But the point is, no organization that has them what I'm saying, as Honorable Bloom says, and they might be in the football and Honorable Bloom might be one of the kids.
find a way that we can have some form of participation that would be non-national and vaguely informed. As members of the family want this video based on a form of participation. So to an issue for us. Honestly, I can go there tomorrow and say, I want to see the friends, because someone has phoned me and said, my son is there and he has been beaten up and down by the police, and I want to go and see the friends. So we never learn the why today.
Hello, Matilda.
As indicated as previously, the select committee used to have that identification. Is it possible for that to be provided to the select committee? You know, and if a request can be made. It is unfortunate that we are doing this request now, and we are starting on Monday with our work, which is a problem. It might not be processed.
It is not too late, because we are going to constituency, and I think we will need.
No, that's what I'm saying, Chair. The problem is that by tomorrow we are leaving. If they are not processed by now for us now here, the request is only been made now. They might consider it next week and will be in our constituencies.
Yeah.
For you to fly to Cape Town specifically for that is another problem. Is it? Yeah. But let the request be made, and we can see as to how the service can phone us and say it has been granted, this is the situation. Members can see as to how they collect.
It's a question of few hours. These people are having all the machinery and whatever to bring. No, it's the truth. They can do it. By tomorrow, we will have that permit.
Honourable members, Keshwin said we must first get authorization and then that is possible that he can do it. And then members will get indication if they are ready for collection or how they will be sent to us.
Members, I would have to get Nopia has authorization so that she can inform the permit office here in Parliament to issue those special permits. But the problem might be a delay in getting members' photographs. I'm not sure if it's on the system. It should be on the system, so maybe they could then just print that.
It's on the system. So you can even check my photo now there where you are.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chair.